This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh met Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan to discuss important issues related to military preparedness in response to the Pahalgam terrorist attack. The meeting took place in Delhi yesterday. According to sources, General Chauhan briefed the Defence Minister on the military strategy and preparations regarding the elimination of terrorism. BSF officers were also present in Delhi for the meeting, which focused on key issues related to defence preparations. Meanwhile, the Indian Navy successfully conducted an anti-ship missile exercise and stated that it is fully prepared for combat at any time, anywhere, and in any manner to safeguard the maritime interests of the country. In Jammu and Kashmir, at the request of the Cabinet, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has summoned a one-day special session of the Legislative Assembly today to discuss the Pahalgam terror attack. The Assembly will pay tribute to those killed in the attack, followed by a discussion on the incident and related issues, and then pass a resolution strongly condemning the attack, which sent shockwaves not only across the country but also around the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that unity and solidarity of 140 crore Indians is the biggest strength of the country in its fight against terrorism. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani yesterday, Mr. Modi assured the people that the perpetrators and conspirators behind the Pahalgam terror attack will be given the harshest punishment. Prime Minister Modi said following the terror attack, several global leaders called him up and wrote letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack.
Pura vishwa aatankvad ke khilaf hamari ladai mein 140 crore bhartiyon ke saath khada hai. Main peedit parivaron ko bharosa deta hu, unhe nyay milega. Is hamle ke doshiyon aur saazish rachne walon ko kathortam jawab diya jayega.
Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah has said he supports a decisive fight against terrorism and its origins, but cautioned against any misplaced action that alienates people in the valley. He noted that many have voiced their concerns over innocent killings following the Pahalgam terror attack. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the first civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards in the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. On the eve of Republic Day this year, government had announced 139 Padma Awards, which comprises of 7 Padma Vibhushan, 19 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri Awards. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced next gratia of 2 lakh for the families of victims of the Madhya Pradesh road accident and rupees 50,000 for the injured. In a social media post, Prime Minister expressed his sadness over the loss of lives in the accident at Mandsaur, Madhya Pradesh. At least 11 people were killed in the accident after a van carrying devotees plunged into an open well yesterday near the Buda Takarwat crossing. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that India can fulfill its aim of being a $30 trillion economy in the next 25 years only if it is fueled by healthy citizens. Addressing the World Health Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that every initiative and scheme implemented by the government ends with improving the health and holistic development of its citizens.
Access to healthcare is something that we have been very, very conscious of in India. And the last few years have seen a tremendous growth in our own journey towards better quality of healthcare and a larger frame in which we can deliver healthcare to the citizens of India.
The death toll from a massive explosion at a port near southern Iranian city of Bandar Abbas has reached 40. The Saturday explosion and the subsequent fire left more than 1,000 people wounded, of which 197 were hospitalized. The cause of the incident has not been determined yet. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated hosts Delhi Capitals by 6 wickets last night. Chasing a target of 163 runs set by Delhi, Bengaluru reached the target with 9 balls to spare. Today, Rajasthan Royals will clash with Gujarat Titans at the Savai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.